Today, we're happy to welcome to the program two Quincy-based artists who have some works displayed at a really neat gallery in East Boston. We're going to learn about the gallery and about the exhibit and about these two gentlemen as well, John Greiner Ferris and Daniel Gabbiani. Guys, thanks for coming over. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Really, you're very welcome. This is really interesting. Daniel, when you reached out and contacted me, I said, okay, first of all, not familiar with the Atlantic Works Gallery in East Boston, and second of all, really interested in this exhibit called Roots of Passage, Artists Examine Immigration. So it's a very timely exhibit as well, so we can talk about that. But first, we want to learn about you guys. You're from Quincy.
Yes, mm-hmm. We are.
Yeah.
Tell me about your story, John. How did you come to Quincy, and how long have you been here, and why do you like it, and what do you want to do when you're here?
I love Quincy. Actually, I'm on my 15th year here, and my wife, who wasn't my wife then, was on the Cape. I was living out in Metro West, and she said, I found this apartment in Quincy. I had never been here. And so one night, I rode the Braintree train down here, thinking to myself, where the heck am I? And I've lived in Wollaston. We love the apartment. We love our neighbors. We love the neighborhood. I said 15 years. It's home.
Where'd you live previously?
Out in Metro West.
Oh, all right.
Out in the horse country.
Okay.
No horses in Quincy.
Come to the big city then, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you planted roots because something connected.
It's just, we like being close to the city. Yeah. We like being close to Boston.
Sure.
But it's just a friendly neighborhood. We live up on Wollaston, up on the hill.
Yep.
And it's a really nice neighborhood.
It's always been referred to as a city of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And, still true today.
And it's changed a lot.
Yes, for sure.
But it's got a lot. We love the Y. We love the library. Mm-hmm. There's the stores, the restaurants that are here.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, it's just a great place to live.
So have you always been an artist? I mean, as a profession, or is it a hobby, or is it a little bit of both?
No. So literally at the ages, I'm a multidisciplinary artist. I got my fingers everywhere. By the time I was 7, I knew I could write. It's just something I could do. When I was about 15, I got my first camera, which led me to art school, where I learned about studio art, theater. And then when I graduated, I moved to Boston and realized I wasn't going to pay the rent as a photographer assistant, and got a job in the corporate world and did that as a writer photographer.
Okay.
But at the same time,
Daniel, on your practice.
Daniel and I were talking. You do it on the weekends. You do it at 2 o'clock in the morning. Right. You know, while you're raising kids and working jobs and all this other kind of stuff.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. But at the same time, you just can't not do it.
Yeah. What is your medium now in art?
It's still multidisciplinary, it's more assemblage, I start with a canvas. There's paint on it. There's wood on it. Whatever I can throw on it.
Okay.
At the very base of it, it's images from my photography world and text.
I see.
So,
okay.
Very cool work too.
So yeah, what would you say, John, is your inspiration for your art? You know, where does that come from inside you? What is it that you're? I know as artists, the art typically represents a part of themselves. Is that right? Yeah. So what part of yourself does your art represent?
I was raised in,
tough question.
No, it's not a tough question. I promised Dan I wouldn't go off the rails here. I was born and raised in Southern Ohio.
Okay.
And I was raised by FDR Democrats.
Okay.
So my work is very much based in my politics and how I was raised.
Okay.
And very much of what I work on still is how the individual has to butt up against society. How do you maintain your individuality in society? And it's just even more. Everything from social media to politics.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you, I work with some of the imagery is, I'll even go down on Wollaston Beach. You see people walking alone on the beach who are just want peace.
Mm-hmm.
The people who go to the beach and they just You know.
So you're telling.
And those are people, the individual.
Yes.
That's the individual
yeah.
in our society.
I think that's a great answer. Yeah.
yeah.
And it gives us a little insight into where you're coming from
yeah.
when we see your art. Because I think that's important to know,
yeah.
you know, when you're looking at an artist's work, where is that coming from? So we're going to show yeah. some folks some images of your art in just a little bit. But Daniel, it's your turn.
Awesome. So I'm originally from Revere. I was born and raised in Revere. But I have a beautiful fiance. She was born and raised here in Quincy.
Ah.
So I live here in Quincy
so
now.
So she won.
I guess she won. I have an awesome family. And she happens to be from here. And you know what? The people of Quincy, I connected with. They remind me of the people where I grew up. The people
yeah.
here are great.
Similar, I mean, you know, demographically and culturally,
yeah.
you know, Revere, Quincy, cities of immigrants, right?
Exactly.
Coastal communities as well, has that influence?
And everybody I've met here in Quincy has a great story. They're hardworking people, and I'm just really happy to put some roots down in here. It's close to Boston, and I just really, I dig it here. Mm-hmm. I like it over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So same question, artists professionally, you know, where does your art background come from?
I'm only now starting to call myself a professional
really?
Artist, which is by choice. When people ask me what I do, instead of telling them about my job, I'm starting to say, well, I'm an artist. And when they ask me, what type of art do you make?
Yeah.
I like to say, I make good art, which is kind of funny. But I do have a traditional 9-to-5
okay.
job.
Okay.
But I do this all the time on the week. And I have to do it. It like pours out of you. Once you kind of
yeah.
get that bottle cap open, it's hard to put the seal back on.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And same question for you. You know, what? First of all, what is your medium?
Yep.
And where does your inspiration come from?
Sure. So I have primarily two. I like to work on canvas and acrylic paints.
Okay.
And when I do that, very colorful. I don't do anything with realism or perspective. Everything I do is very action-oriented, throwing things. I like to be expressive, and it really helps me to deal with my own emotions, which I like.
Mm.
But then I would say I'm probably most known for my doodles, I call them,
okay.
which are paper, hardstock paper with pen, ink, or markers.
Ah.
And those are very...
I think Picasso was pretty successful with that, too. So, yeah.
yes. Well, yeah, well, I strived. He's definitely a role model
is he a role
of mine.
Model? Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Cubism is a great form of art, and I would be honored to... you know, follow those footsteps.
Okay. So this is where we turn to the discussion about Atlantic Works Gallery
yeah.
in East Boston. And it's an interesting story. According to the information that I have, it's an old ship plant, is that right? And now an art gallery?
Yeah.
yeah.
It's right on the harbor, which
okay.
is beautiful. There's
okay.
restaurants, parks, community gardens, and it's such an old building. And there's actually artist studios up there, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the unique thing about it is that it's run by the artists, right?
Right.
Yeah. Maybe, John, you can tell us a little bit about the history of this gallery.
I'm actually a relatively new member.
Okay.
I've been there for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And, but yeah, it's artist run. It's in its 21st year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been around really holding its own over there. The great thing about an artist run gallery is, we were joking earlier, yeah, you got to mop the floor. But you also maintain the integrity of your own work.
Yeah.
It really gives you control over, you know, over how your work is seen.
Right.
And yeah.
Is it? I mean, is there a board, you know, that meets and determines that? What's the governance?
We
structure?
Have what's called a steering committee.
Okay. Okay.
Again, what I kind of like, you got to understand, this is like 26 artists, and then some alumni artists.
Okay.
Artists are a little different kind of cat. The minute you tell them that they have to do something is usually the time when they will just...
The wall goes up? Yeah.
yes.
No, thank you.
They immediately reject.
It works.
Yeah.
It really does. It's a good group of people who are very, you know, dedicated
yeah.
to the gallery.
Yeah.
And to maintaining it and kind of keeping the...
Exactly. And we really came together for the show. It's a group show where every member was invited to put up a piece,
mm-hmm.
and we invited a couple associate members who are immigrants themselves.
Yeah.
This was a very powerful exhibition that we put on.
I'm sure. Yeah.
yeah. Dan and I were both on the summer show committee.
Okay.
So we worked together on it,
yep.
and yeah, I mean we were.
We pulled it off. I think we pulled it off.
Yep.
No, we did.
Yeah,
we really
we did.
Did.
A good
it was
job.
It was a good group of people, and we were just really focused.
Yeah.
Nobody, everybody just. It was one of those things where we would have a Zoom meeting,
yep.
and when you said, so governing body or something, it usually goes, I'll do that.
Yeah.
It was kind of informal like okay. that, but yeah. people would just step up.
It sounds like it's kind of, I mean, the working man's art gallery, if you will. You know, it's, I mean,
It's anybody's, yeah, gal, not just the working man. We okay. have people coming in who are, what I would say, call them patrons. We have kids coming in.
Really? Okay.
We have, you can come in with your dog, come in your pajamas. Wow. That's a quote from yeah. one of our members, yeah. Eric Hess, who's a really funny quote, but it is true.
Yeah. Okay.
And honestly, for this show, the community really came together. And I don't know if I've ever been in a gallery where I've been able to talk to a complete stranger for over an hour about their ancestry.
Wow.
Right.
It was very powerful.
Yeah. It really is. Again, we were saying that galleries in the art world,
yes.
museums, it's very stuffy.
Yeah. You know,
Atlantic Works is not like that at all.
Okay.
You can literally, you can come in your pajamas, you can bring your dog. And art, again, for artists,
for art's sake.
It's just, this is part of your life.
Right.
This is not, I just get up and I'm not, I don't consider myself anything special. It's just,
that's what you do. Yeah.
It's just what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just like a plumber.
You'd be in high demand right now.
Right.
That's right.
Let's talk about the exhibit itself, if we can, because it's I think it's very powerful. It's also very timely,
yeah.
given what's going on now with the immigrant crisis, not only across the country, but especially here in Massachusetts, even right here in Quincy, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
It's called Roots of Passage, Artists Examine Immigration. Mm-hmm. So what is that exhibit, you know, and what is the story that it's trying to tell?
It means a lot, yeah. and it means different things for different people, whether you are an artist who is an immigrant themselves,
yes.
or you descendant from an immigrant, because yep. everybody comes from somewhere.
Mostly or, in this country, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if you just have an idea that you want to share, it is you put whatever you want to put out there, whether it's pro or con, doesn't matter.
Okay.
That is your place to make a statement.
Yep.
Most people, artists, I would say, are empathetic, and we really were able to convey this exhibit in a really passionate and humanitarian way. We've had people cry at the
sure.
exhibition, people talk to about their lineage, which was really great, and hung beautifully. I would invite Quincy to come by and check it out, because it really did come out nice.
We have some images that yeah. we want to show folks,
yep.
Just to give them a little sense for what it might look like, and if we can ask Michael to bring the first one up and ask you to tell us what we're looking at. If you check over the monitor there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. That's mine.
Okay.
This is called Self-Portrait with Grandparents.
Ah.
And this is, again, images and text. And that's acetate. Those are images printed on acetate and then layered over it with inked in text. This is a lot of things, but that's on the left-hand side are my Sicilian immigrant parents,
or okay.
grandparents. And then the other side was on my mother's side. What that was really about was how I feel about my ancestors, that I honestly feel that I can't live up to the lives that they led.
Mm.
To the Sicilians were immigrants. My grandparents were born here, but they were very old world.
Mm.
And what they had to go through, and just the lives that they led.
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel like, like I said, I just, after everything, I just don't feel like I can live up to what people have
powerful.
Had to go through
yeah.
to come to this country.
Yeah,
and you know.
But their story inspired you to create that work.
Yes,
yeah. yeah.
exactly.
So what do you think they would say, John, if they saw that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I never met my grandparents
okay.
on my dad's side. I absolutely loved my grandparents on my mother's side, and I know they loved me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
What are we looking at here?
This is a piece that I did.
Yeah.
It's titled A Step in Their Shoes.
Yeah.
I got donated shoes from my friends, families, all around. And really what it is, it's supposed to represent a procession of people marching for new opportunities.
Okay.
Over all of history, people have walked. It's just a fact mm-hmm. of life for mm-hmm. a better life. And what I did to embellish the story was I took the shoes, I ripped them, I stabbed them, I set some of them on fire, I put some in compost piles to really make it look like these shoes lived a life. And when you go and see them, you know, people are like, wow, this is, you know, your imagination
yes.
starts to, who are these people?
Who walked in these shoes, right?
Exactly.
What are the stories
yeah.
that they have to tell?
And hard shoes to fill, too.
Because
I couldn't pack up my things and walk to a different country.
So you feel similar to John then in yeah. terms of your family history?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Let's bring up the next one and take a look at that. hopefully. There we go. Oh. That's a color version of yours, looks like, Daniel.
Yes, it is. So you can see a little bit more detail.
Yeah.
What I like about this picture is that you can see there's not just shoes for men and women, but there's toddler shoes in there, too.
Yes, yes.
And
that's a great point, actually. Yeah.
That's huge.
That hits home.
It's not just men, women. It's people who are older in age. It's infant. And not everybody makes a journey like that,
right,
which is very sad.
Yeah. And I can't help but notice the view out the window. Is that the East Boston waterfront, right?
It actually is.
It is.
It
okay,
is.
Yeah.
You could easily throw a rock into
it. Is that
water.
Right?
It's that close.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's beautiful to hang out and watch the sunset. That's another selling point of the gallery. Come by, look at art, but then walk on the water and enjoy yourself, find yourself a little bit in the present. And
yeah.
It's really cool.
As I mentioned before we went on this morning, I think a lot of folks here in Quincy, myself included, aren't really familiar with East Boston in general. We know the airport's over there.
Yep.
You know, we can take a water taxi over there if we want to.
Yep.
But other than that, but it is it's a community of immigrants. That's its story, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Is that why you chose to exhibit here, or is this, I mean, do you plan
it
to
was,
exhibit
it
in other
locations?
It was
definitely to reach out to the community.
Yeah.
I mean, East Boston, of all the Boston neighborhoods, is the largest neighborhood of people who English is not their first language.
Right,
that's right.
Yeah.
And then again, what's happening in the news with immigration, the border and all this. And again, it's like Dan said, you were allowed to just, represent
just
whatever you felt.
Yeah.
But it was all about respect and love for your
neighbors.
Yeah, for your neighbors and for the community.
Maybe letting the immigrants know that they're seen.
Yes,
sure.
Representation is very important,
yeah.
And we've had many people in the gallery who didn't speak English.
Is that right?
I speak Spanish, so I was able to speak to them, and some of them, they don't think that fine art is for them, which is very sad because art is for everybody. There should not be, this invisible screen that prevents you from reaching out, touching it, viewing it. It should be for everybody.
Right. It's an interesting point because, I mean, they may not be able to speak English, but they can express themselves
exactly.
through their own
art
type of...
Art speaks its own visual language.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. One more image to show, I think, the last one here that I wanted to bring up, if we could. And this was kind of the newer electronic version of art, right? What is this?
Yes. Do you want to take the lead on this?
This is our one of our, not the viewer, but the piece.
Yeah.
He's one of the members, Alberto. Oh my God, this guy is—he's
award-winning,
award-winning video. I mean, the stuff that he and he has a book of short stories that I read that's just amazing. Again, these are some talented people over there. What is the name of this piece? Is something like
the e-poems that he put together?
E-poems. Okay.
He's originally from Mexico. He was working on, film back when it was. You need a whole big room to process
right.
it. So he's really a magician when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And this was a multimedia approach of literature, film, sounds.
Okay.
Really,
yeah.
really good stuff.
Okay. So
again, you're going to see all mediums there.
Yeah.
You're just not going to see paintings on
right.
the wall.
That's
you're
right.
going to see shoes hanging off the wall. I mean, no. And
well,
again, this is the artist-run gallery where you can do...
You can do that.
You can do that.
How would someone become a member of Atlantic Works Gallery if they would like to...
Well, I think we go through a process as members drop out again, it's interesting. Again, you find, along with mopping the floor, paying your dues, working on committees, gallery sitting, and all the things that you have to do, it is, you just kind of... See, is this the place for you?
Investigate it, right?
Investigate it.
Okay.
But you don't need to be a member to get involved.
Okay.
Oh, God, no.
Good
come
point.
By. We have gallery hours. We do a third Thursday on the third Thursday of every month. Mm-hmm. Where else in Boston can you talk with a poet, a filmmaker, an artist over a glass of wine, soda, cheese? It's great.
Yeah.
It's good for everybody.
Okay. The exhibit runs through August 17th. There is a closing reception on August 15th, right?
Right.
From
yes.
6 to 9 p.m.
Yep.
Gentlemen, it's been a lot of fun learning your story.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. A pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Please come back.
Well,
let us know how it's going.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.